Welcome to Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research and commentary. I'm Greg Farrow. It's the 18th of July, 2018, and here's what's happening. I'm still in Silicon Valley covering networking field day, getting briefings from vendors in a wide range, and yeah, this one is about big switch networks. Now, most of you will know that I've been familiar with big switch networks for, I guess, going on for 7 or 8 years now, and I've seen them move from data center to their big announcement this week to what they called cloud-first networking. Of course, the challenge with networking is you're trying to bridge the on-prem to the off-prem clouds. And I'd sort of make the assumption that if you're building an on-prem cloud, you're probably thinking about VLANs and subnets, or maybe you're thinking about an overlay network from your traditional vendors. Big Switch sort of gave me a bit of a mental shock when they started talking about the fact that AWS has this concept of a VPC. And they took the view, or are now taking the view, that the VPC is a fundamental unit of connectivity. That is, whether you want to multi-tenant or multi-segment or multi-anything, the real thing we should be talking about isn't how we achieve that. It should be basically what a VPC is. So the concept behind what AWS is doing or what Azure is doing or what Google Compute's doing with their networking, we should take that idea and bring that to on-prem. We should recognize that principle of the virtual private network. And it's basically made up of a bunch of machines that are somewhere in the network. That idea should be brought into on-prem. It shouldn't be framed in terms of subnets or IPVLANs or any of that sort of stuff. Just go VPC. This group of hosts belongs in this virtual private network and they get their IP addresses. This is when we talk about multi-cloud. This is really important because what most people are doing is trying to make their on-prem cloud and take the features of the on-prem cloud, this whole idea of VLANs and subnets, and match them on top of AWS or match them on top of Azure. And of course, that's very difficult to do because they just don't have that fundamental primitive. What makes more sense is that you take the VPC idea and put it into the on-prem. How do they do that? Well, at this point, their product's still very much under development. What they're talking about is this is where our product is heading. So you have an SDN controller, maybe you have one in your on-prem, and then you have another one in your off-prems. And if you've got a dozen data centers and a dozen locations in the off-prem, you know, for example, if you're in different regions of a different off-prem provider, how do you bring all that networking together? And the way they've done it is to federate all the SDN controllers into a single thing. And then you have VPCs, whether they're on-prem, off-prem, whatever, you just stitch them all together. So what they're now talking about is this idea of dozens of SDN controllers all unified into a single system, regardless of whether you're on or off-prem, and to regardless of the type of network that you're doing, whether it's hardwired, softwired, whether you're doing virtual. Because what they did later demonstrate to us in the final presentation was this idea that you could come along and have a networking fabric with Nutanix or Red Hat's OpenShift or Kubernetes clusters or Docker clusters or VMware's vSAN. And what they're now doing is using the functions that are in the switch to automatically recognize the edge hosts and then automatically assign them to a VPC. Now, we've seen this idea elsewhere. NSX has been doing this because they have the configuration, but they've been using tagging and starting to turn on application identity features. But Big Switch is saying, we already know where Nutanix hosts are. And as soon as they recognize a Nutanix host attached to a big fabric, they then go off and talk to the Nutanix controller and then start to automatically isolate the Nutanix into its own VPC. Think about that. As soon as you start adding vSAN hosts to the fabric, the Big Switch controller is already talking to the vSAN controller, so it knows that this host is vSAN and attaches it to the existing VPC, and then just closed loop automation, closed loop orchestration brings up that cluster. So you can plug a vSAN anywhere node in anywhere inside of your on-prem, and it's just automatically going to be sitting in the VPC where it needs to be. Is that a dream? Possibly. Are they going to execute? Stand by, because I think this is a really big idea. This idea that the VPC is the atomic, the smallest, the actual thing that we should be focusing on, not just one VLAN, but a group of hosts in the same networking construct, really struck me as something that's really powerful. And I think it's going to be key, because I've said multiple times now that supporting multiple cloud is a major challenge for enterprise IT staff. How are you going to be able to understand Google Compute or Azure when you can barely run VLANs inside of your existing infrastructure? And the automation of a VPC ID makes that a lot simpler. It strikes me as like something that's just fundamentally the right sort of shift. We had a couple of other demos in the 2 hours that was available. Bigmon Fabric, they were talking a lot about their monitoring fabric and how far that's coming forward. I know we've done a number of shows here, but I like the advances that they're doing in their packet recorder, their ability to do smart packet replay. And it's also possible that Big Switch has a lot more efficiencies around this fabric thing because they've actually been developing it for longer than most of the others. Now, like many other companies, Big Switch is moving into an analytics phase. They're taking existing open source projects, they're taking existing tooling around that's available, bringing it together and then attaching it to the Bigmon fabric. So now I've got a packet capture capability. I can tap into physical taps. I can also have the ability to tap into a cloud fabric, so I can use agents on the host or I can use flow records off VPCs. So that's a feature that AWS is now doing. You can get flow records, so you can see every packet, every network flow, visibility data from a whole entire VPC, wherever it is inside the cloud, that data can be sent down to you. You do have to pay for it, of course, but it's a thing. So we saw a bit of a demo of this new product that they're undeveloping, the Bigmon Analytics, which is obviously the next step. Once you're collecting all that data on behalf of other people, you can grow your business by adding a product in there. I liked it. It looks pretty simple, straightforward. Some of it's just Kibana. They seem to have done some nice work there to make it visible, but it's probably when the time comes for you, go and have a look at Big Switch Analytics because it's very similar to a number of other products in the field compared to something like Kentik, Deep Field Tetration. I think they're all sort of going to be the same sort of thing, and maybe Big Switch has an edge because they're just as easily a part of the collection fabric. They were also talking about what they've done to improve the performance of their analytics engines, and that was quite interesting as well. So perhaps for Big Switch, the unique thing here is the integration between the visibility fabric and the analytics and the operational mode of the fabric. That is, you can create the hosts, you can dynamically create provisioning and integration with Nutanix and VMware and vSAN and Docker. So they use their controller to talk laterally. That doesn't mean that those people have to come and partner with them. We've seen other companies, in my view, like Cisco says, we've got our ACI fabric, you should come and partner with us. And it's up to the other party to come to Cisco. Big Switch has gone out there and said, we'll just use your APIs and start building out integration and then building partnerships fairly steadily over time so that their product seems to have deeper and more useful integration than what I think ACI can do or contract, right? And this is obviously the direction of where we're going to see it go. SDN controllers aren't in and of themselves inherently useful. Yes, configuring the network is valuable, but this idea that SDN controllers talking over to other, infrastructure as a service automation or Kubernetes controllers to get the configuration state. And because of the VPC model, this was one of the things I should have talked about this earlier, but you could actually see that Nutanix only sees the networking that it sees in. So Big Switch, even if the single Big Switch fabric, let's say you've got a Nutanix and a VMware and a vSAN and a Docker cluster, each of those orchestration systems sees their own tenancy. So they don't see anything else in the network. They see what they want to see. So then the system administrator of a Docker cluster sees the networking that relates to Docker. They don't get to see the vSAN or the VMware. But the networking person can use the Big Switch fabric and see a different set of data. It was a really neat demo. Did like it. This isn't emerging. This is the big announcement for Big Switch. They've just taken major funding round, and I think this product is going to be quite interesting. Drives them in for a new range of growth and continues to let them to grow in a new direction. They've done something that's a little bit unique here. Not too scary, not too weird. I liked it. Get to check it out. This has been Greg Farrow for the Packet Pushers. This has been a Briefings in Brief. Thanks so much for listening. If you'd like to hear more from this, head on over to Packet Pushers at packetpushers.net. Follow us on the Twitter is @packetpushers, and look forward to seeing you then.